Hey, everybody. We're here in South Bethlehem. I'm with the executive director of New Bethany, Mark Riddle. Mark, thank you for joining me. How's it going?
It's going great. How are you?
Oh, beautiful October. Excellent. Actually, this is Halloween, full disclosure, and it's like 80 degrees out here. So it's beautiful. It's a wonderful day in South Bethlehem. And thanks for taking a walk. We're going to learn some stuff about the new food pantry and, of course, the turkey drive, which is really important.
Yes.
But first, for people who are kind of unaware, can you introduce yourself and let us know what New Bethany does in the community?
Sure. Yeah, my name is Mark Riddle. I'm the executive director for New Bethany. I've been here for 6 years, and we serve people who are hungry and homeless. Mm-hmm. So we have a soup kitchen, a meal center, serve about 100 people a day for a hot breakfast and a hot lunch. Then we also have a food pantry, and that's open 5 days a week. We serve, you know, 20-25 families in that pantry every day that we're open. We also have housing. So anything from transitional to permanent housing, we kind of do it all. And we say that it starts with a meal, and whatever you need to get to where you need to go, we'll help you do that.
And one of the places that some people need to get to is the food pantry.
That's right.
Especially in our community.
That's right.
And we're kind of doing a two for one here, because we were going to talk about the turkey drive. And I'm like, hey, you opened the new food pantry. You just opened it.
Last week.
So can you talk a little bit about, you know, what was here maybe before, mm-hmm. and then what the change is now?
So this was a old horse barn, right. Originally. 10 mm-hmm. years ago, it was a dirt floor.
Really?
Yeah, all it's right. gone through two renovations now. We just now completed the second renovation. The first one was to make sure it wasn't a dirt floor.
Right.
And we would serve people from the pantry. Mm-hmm. And what we noticed is that during COVID, we had to go curbside, and right, and we still have been going curbside this entire time since 2020 in the food pantry, and on top of that, our population doubled of who uses the food pantry.
Right.
I'm rounding a little bit; it was a 90% increase, mm-hmm. But people have also moved from going once per month to twice per month, so it felt like kind of like a 150% sort of,
and I think too,
increase.
Like it's like good news. The word gets out to people who didn't know about it before, which is the idea. So you're increasing it.
So it's a couple of things. We had to get more food, mm-hmm. and that also means we need more places to store the food, and we need more space for people to actually come inside.
Right.
So we polled everyone who used the pantry last mm-hmm. year, and we just said, "How do you want to receive your food? Do you want to continue standing outside, and we'll sort of hand it to you? Do you want to do another method?" And overwhelmingly, people wanted to shop for groceries. So
sure.
basically what we've done is we opened last week a free grocery store. So it's kind
That's
of
great.
Exciting to have that. When you go inside, you can kind of see like the components that you would see when you go inside.
This is great.
Store.
I wish we planned this. Like they're bringing like it's fresh.
Waiting.
Fresh groceries like literally coming in.
This is great.
Oh. Like it's just amazing.
Did you hurt yourself? I'm like, I'm a beach. Do I?
Oh, I didn't even notice you. For Halloween, you're all dressed up.
Yes, and everything.
You have sunburn.
Are you okay? Are you? And I'm like, do I always look like this?
I love it. And we have some fresh food.
Yeah, I mean, like,
yeah.
Look, that's amazing. It's funny. It's Halloween.
Yeah.
But no, like we just saw the fresh produce coming in.
I
know we were going to do that. So we just saw some like fresh produce coming in, which is a testament to the quality of stuff that you're having in here. So when we're talking about that shopping experience, you know, what were some of the other things that people said that they mm-hmm. wanted to have in their grocery store?
So we call ourselves a choice pantry. And on the surface, that means you're selecting the food that you want, like you would in a grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
But if you think about it, and you think about how food pantries often historically operate, it's mm-hmm. usually canned goods, right? You run like a food drive.
More
and it's
shelf
like,
life.
You get more shelf life and all that. So what we have done is we've added freezers, refrigerators, and we've added more of those things to mm-hmm. account for the need for more food. We have temperature control inside. We have a veggie produce stand. That even has like, it could have like little misters and everything mm-hmm. to keep things fresh. So this means that we can bring in different types of food. So if you have fresh produce over the summer, maybe you have a garden with a surplus of something, you can actually bring it in and we can give that away.
And this goes to the next question, all these wonderful things that are coming in. How are you able to get the funding for that? And how does mm-hmm. that funding continue? Overall.
So we renovated into the free grocery store model with about $100,000 Plus, mm-hmm. Which for a renovation for a building, that's actually not a lot of money at all. And we did it through piecing together several different grants. Okay. City of Bethlehem, so you know, kudos to them always. Mm-hmm. But also Northampton County, the state of Pennsylvania, and a couple of private donors as well.
And then you, I mean, New Bethany is always accepting donations as well. So it's something where... Yes. You know, if you live in California and you want to help out.
We always need more. If you send, you know, if you send money, then that will help with the staffing of the pantry. But generally, the food itself is free. So it's either donated or we secure it from Second Harvest Food
Bank. And it's bustling and we stepped to the side. So how has it been?
We close at 11:30. Oh, okay. So everyone there has been there for the last 45 minutes, kind of waiting in line and shopping and all of that.
So, I mean, it's a great thing to be able to do that. How has the response been for those who use it?
People love it. People really love it. I've had people stand there saying, like, you know what? I've been using food pantries to supplement my grocery bill for a long time, and this is really incredible. Yeah. It gives a lot of respect to the person. Sure. You can just do what you usually do. You just don't have to pay for the food.
Right. And how do you think this will affect the holidays? Does it change anything that was maybe available in the past to what's available now?
Well, it'll allow us, because we have more storage, it'll allow us to make more requests for food, which we will be doing. So we actually, and this is something we're going to need, I'm going to look at the camera and say, we need donations.
Yes.
So we're running a turkey drive.
We're going to segue right into
for New Bethany, we also need the sides for Thanksgiving and Christmas. So we give out...
It's not the same.
Nope. You need the stuffing, you need the yams, you need the green beans.
That'll be a nice segue into the turkey drive, which is taking place on Friday, November 22nd from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Coca-Cola Park in Allentown. Any of this information is available on New Bethany's website or in our show notes.
Absolutely.
But people can donate not only the turkeys, which are needed.
So Friday, November 22nd, we have kind of a late Thanksgiving this year. You go to the Iron Pigs and you give a frozen turkey right then and there. You can bring sides to New Bethany at any point in time. We're always collecting those sides. Sure. We probably need them before the 22nd because we like to assemble the bags because we do our own drive right here for about 300 people.
Awesome. And how has that been? I know this is like, the whole purpose of this was, and we talked more about the pantry, but how has the turkey drive been? I mean, the fact that you have to hold it at Coca-Cola Park.
The turkey drive.
How many people are you going to participate?
No, listen, this started out, so we serve between 300 and 400 people for turkeys every year.
Okay.
These are people, we serve a Thanksgiving meal on site, but a lot of people like to go home and cook for their families.
Absolutely.
Like we serve low-income people who have homes and have kitchens. Mm-hmm. And so we provide all of the food for that. So we'll give you a turkey. We'll give you all of those sides that go along with the turkey. Mm-hmm. All of that is donated that comes into us. So we started doing this a really long time ago. We started doing this like a long time ago and we would just do everything we can just to get up to that 300.
Right.
And here's what started happening is that so many people wanted to help that we would start getting extra turkeys. Like we would, it was the Wild West. Like people would like come by and like throw turkeys
just
in the
like
window.
Popping them out of the car,
Yeah, my Subaru every year has turkeys just rolling like around in it. And so what we started doing was calling neighboring schools, calling neighboring organizations and saying, you know, maybe the Boys and Girls Club. Hey, could you use some extra turkeys? You know, we
got all these to get rid of. We need, you know.
So that has expanded into a turkey drive, which this year we are collecting 1,200 turkeys.
Wow.
We already today, we just had a meeting. We have 950 turkey requests from about a dozen different organizations.
Okay.
And these are grassroots organizations in Allentown, in Bethlehem, from the schools in Bethlehem, especially on the south side. So we will be giving orders of turkeys out to other organizations on top of the 300 that we do. So that's what this turkey drive is. It's a community turkey drive. So when you're going to the Iron Pigs on that Friday, November 22nd and giving us free or frozen turkeys, you are donating to about a dozen different organizations who are distributing out to low-income families across the entire valley.
Awesome. You know, and I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I thought it was more, you know, centralized for this area.
We do 300, which is kind
of
a lot.
Sure, I mean, it's not like you're forgetting.
Yeah.
It's just
we have
an abundance, so we're going to do that.
It started out Boys and Girls Club, maybe Victory House, the Southside Schools, Hispanic Center. Those are all Bethlehem, you know, organizations. And after we did that, we still had more turkeys. And so then we just kind of reached out to, you know.
And that's the worst thing is to have all these and not be able to find someone who can use it.
Yes.
So that's amazing.
Again, shot.
November 22nd, and this is going to be out with enough time for people to plan. But hey, if you're listening to this and it's past November and whatnot, You can find out more information about New Bethany, of course. Your website and your social media is probably the best place to start out.
I would go there. You can always bring food down to New Bethany at 333 West 4th in Bethlehem. Knock on a door and give us the food. So we'll always take it.
And if you're listening and you're somebody in need, you don't, you know, maybe you know the first person to talk to, you're in a tight spot. What do you tell somebody in that position?
You could show up in person and we'll help you on the spot. We'll do an intake. We'll advise you the best thing for you to do. If you're homeless, we can explain to you what the resources are. And we can't help every single person on the spot, but we can tell you what to do and we can make sure that you're lined up with what you will need to have. So
it's amazing.
Best we can do.
It's a pleasure to always, whatever. See, last time I saw you, we were running the half marathon.
That's right.
Together. So it's always a pleasure to see
absolutely.
You.
Absolutely. Did you PR?
I did PR because it was my first one. It's like by default. I think I'll do another one. I don't know if running through the hilly streets of Bethlehem. I think I might take the
DNL's flattery.
The path of Bethlehem.
Alternate and try them out.
It was a lot of fun. So thank you so much. We're going to take a look at the food pantry.
Okay.
And again, for anybody else, look up New Bethany, Google them if you need more information or you'd like to donate. And we'll see you at the Turkey Drive on November 22nd.
That's right.
A quick thank you to this episode's sponsors, Wind Creek Event Center, Michael Bernardin with Remax Realty, Molly's Irish Grill and Sports Pub, Banco Beverage Company, WDIY 88.1 FM. Thank you so much for allowing us to continue to bring these stories to you.